We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Can we fill up our phone lines right now at 412-928-9370 with Pirates fans who actually think they're going to make the playoffs this year? 412-928-9370. Their Vegas over-under win total is 75.5. That's right where they finished last year at 76. There was an article in The Athletic this morning, 10 bold predictions on the season. Eno Slaughter, the baseball writer there.
Eno Saris. Slaughter's been dead for like 20 years.
Thank you for the clarification there. Eno Saris said Pirates are a wild card team. He has them in the playoffs. He's not a Pittsburgh-based writer. He's not doing it to try to get Pirates fans fired up. This isn't a clickbait thing. He's doing it because he actually...
He believes in their analytics. He believes in their analytics specifically. He was talking about Ke'Bryan Hayes' fly ball rate as part of the reason why.
Yeah, he went deep into the numbers here. 412-928-9370. And it's an interesting start to the season in that way, Chris, because the Marlins did what the Pirates are attempting to do this year, last year. They had an opening day win total of 75.5. They clinched a playoff spot in Pittsburgh the last weekend of the year. That's actually the first game I took Stella to. We were there to watch the Marlins.
Watching the fish.
Celebrate a playoff berth. 75.5 was their win total. Diamondbacks are the same thing. They were at 75.5. They ended up going all the way to the World Series. So it can be done. You can be a team that is predicted to be just below average, and you end up doing special things in baseball in 2023 or 2024 because more teams make the playoffs now, and you don't need to win 90 or 100 games necessarily to get in. And plus, one of the things that I've picked up on in getting ready for today's show is that the consensus seems to be that this division blows ass, and that if you're going to try to win a division as an underdog team, it might as well be the NL Central because there's no Dodgers, there's no Atlanta Braves, there's no clear-cut team that's far and away better than everyone else.
The team that should be, by market size and resources, spends like a middle-market team.
Cubs.
Correct.
Now, they did bring Bellinger back, and they signed Craig Counsell to the biggest managerial contract in baseball history. But I agree with you. You look at their lineup, they don't look like...
They don't spend money like the Dodgers.
Yeah, and they also don't have like the plethora of great young players like they did when the Pirates were dealing with them back in 15 and 16. And the Joe Maddon plantar fasciitis Cubs teams.
Yeah, they didn't have...
Ended the Billy Goat curse.
Yeah, they don't have the version of Jake Arrieta that was pitching back then.
Right, because it's a lot harder these days to use things to pitch and make yourself better between the spider tack, takedown and everything else, the testing that gets done, right?
You're the one saying this. I'm going to just, you know.
You disagree?
I'm being very careful in
You're
how
afraid that one of Jake Arrieta's friends are listening?
I'm going to be very careful in how I characterize or to what I attribute Jake Arrieta's unbelievable success in the second
like
half
Bob
of 20,
Gibson that
yeah,
year.
The 2015 season. It looked more like Jay Cutler, the bodybuilder.
So it can be done. It just happened last year where a team with the same win total as the Pirates went all the way to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not predicting they make the playoffs. You're not predicting they make the playoffs. I caught some of Donnie's Bucko talk on Saturday and then some of his show last night. Donnie said he wants to pick them to make the playoffs. He did in October of last year, but he can't bring himself to do it right now. And this is from a very glass half full guy. Donnie is the eternal optimist, and he is close, but he can't pull the trigger on it. So I wonder if some of our listeners want to do that. We have 8 lines. Can we get full phone lines on people who can persuade our audience and talk us into the idea that the Pirates are going to make the playoffs this year for the first time since 2015? This is a gripe that I'll start the season with a complaint. I don't like their lineup today. Right out of the box, I'm not a fan. Let's get ready for baseball. You sit down on the couch, or hopefully you're driving around, you listen to us on 93.7 The Fan. Your leadoff guy's Connor Joe. I know Connor Joe hits lefties, and that's what they're facing. But when I'm thinking about big picture things for the Pirates in 2024, I'm circling O'Neill Cruz and Key Brian Hayes and Brian Reynolds. Cruz hitting sixth.
The symbolism
to start the
of O'Neill Cruz hitting sixth is so weird.
It's overthinking it, I think.
He's the person who's supposed to be 30-30 potential, who might get MVP votes, who people think is a good, I think he's 50-1 to win MVP right now, and people say that's good value. Well, if you feel that strongly about him, and he's pretty much been the centerpiece of your optimism about the team internally, hit him first against a lefty.
Who cares?
Who cares? Exactly. If he goes 0-for-4, so what?
He's got to learn to hit lefties anyways if he's going to be the all-star.
Like, does Juan Soto hit sixth against a left-hander? I know Juan Soto's done a lot more in the major leagues, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, what happens when Acuna or when those guys or Trout faces
a righty in this case?
Do they drop him down the lineup? No, and that's, I know he missed all last year. I'm not trading O'Neill Cruz with kid gloves. I want to come right out of the box with this guy and show everyone.
He's not 21 either. He's 25.
And you know what I like about hitting him leadoff, lefties, righties, whatever? From the beginning of the game, from the very first pitch, the opposing pitcher has to, like, lock in and be on his P's and Q's because a mistake is going to go 450 feet.
Well, you know
feet.
What's going to happen now just in this
Connor
one
Joe is
going to
hit
case.
Three home runs.
Connor Joe's going to absolutely nuke, like, the second pitch of the game into, like, Hialeah, Florida. That's what's going to happen. Donnie, you said you want to pick them to make the playoffs.
But he can't. He just can't get down with it.
I feel like this team has a chance in reality to be very similar record-wise, or is likeliest to be very similar record-wise to where they were last year. The number is 75.5. Last year they won 76. Every time I've run through the old Mulsey computer up here, the old brain, what I think of them, I come out somewhere between 74 and 88 and about 77 and 80.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.